గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 13 వర్స్ 33 రాజసస్వరత శత్రు స్వజనాత్మస్పక్షిత అర్ధివ్యాకాలత తస్మాత్ నిత్యం ప్రాణార్థ వద్భయం. రాజత ఫ్రమ్ ది గవర్నమెంట్, చౌరత ఫ్రమ్ థీవ్స్ అండ్ థగ్స్, శత్రు ఫ్రమ్ ఎనిమీస్, స్వజనాత్ ఫ్రమ్ రిలేటివ్స్, పశుపక్షిత ఫ్రమ్ యానిమల్స్ అండ్ బర్డ్స్, అర్ధివ్య బెగర్స్ అండ్ పర్సన్స్ సీకింగ్ చారిటీ, కాలత ఫ్రమ్ ది టైమ్ ఫ్యాక్టర్, స్వస్మాత్ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్, నిత్యం ఆల్వేస్, ప్రాణ అర్ధవత్ ఫర్ వన్ హూ హ్యాజ్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ మనీ, భయం ఫియర్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: దోస్ హు ఆర్ కన్సిడర్డ్ మెటీరియల్లీ పవర్ఫుల్ అండ్ రిచ్ ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ యాంగ్జైటీస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ గవర్నమెంట్ లాస్, థీవ్స్, రోగ్స్, ఎనిమీస్, ఫ్యామిలీ మెంబర్స్, యానిమల్స్, బర్డ్స్, పర్సన్స్ సీకింగ్ చారిటీ, ది ఇన్నోవేటబుల్ టైమ్ ఫ్యాక్టర్ అండ్ ఈవెన్ దర్ ఓన్ సెల్స్ దట్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్వేరియబుల్లీ ఎఫ్రైడ్. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్: దోస్ హు ఆర్ కన్సిడర్డ్ మెటీరియల్లీ పవర్ఫుల్ and rich are always full of anxieties because of government laws, thieves and rogues, enemies, family members, animals, birds, persons seeking charity, the inevitable time factor, and even their own selves, that they are invariably afraid. Purport by His Divine Grace. The word sasmat means from oneself, because of attachment for money, the richest person is even afraid of himself. He fears that he now locked his money in an unsafe manner or might have committed some mistake. Aside from the government and its income tax, and aside from thieves, even its man's own relatives are always thinking of how to take advantage of him and take away his money. Sometimes these relatives are described as swajanakadasyu, which means rogues and thieves in the guise of relatives. Therefore, there is no need to accumulate wealth or unnecessarily endeavor for more and more money. The real business of life is to ask, who am I? And to understand oneself and understand how to return home back to Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unvilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం ఏన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయ్యం దాటి స్థాపకాంతకం. అందరి చేతనండి. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవభక్తవృంద, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ రామ రామ, హరే కృష్ణ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం వేర్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ వాజ్ మీటింగ్ ఎన్ ఎన్లైటెన్డ్ బ్రాహ్మిన్. ది బ్రాహ్మిన్ వాజ్ వెరీ ఇంటెలిజెంట్. The Brahmin was very robust, very healthy. But according to our vision, he was not doing anything. Just like when you people meet us, what these Swamis are doing all day? It's a doubt. Because we are not working like you. We are not working in offices, factories, business. all day we are doing something in the temple. You can say we are serving the Lord. The way that is authorized in the scriptures, whatever we are doing here, how to approach the Lord, how to serve the Lord, how to get blessings from the Lord, how to please the Lord. So devotees are busy, entwined their life with the Lord, just like you are all entangled. You are all entangled in family. You are your own world, the family. You are not bothered what is happening in the world. You are bothered whether my family members, they are all right. They are healthy, they have enough money, they are educated. You are bothered about that. So everyone has a focus. So devotee's focus is Krishna. And your focus is, what do you know? What is your focus in life? Family. Family in the center, Krishna in the center. So here in today's sloka, what happens to the people who keep family in the center? They want to be materially powerful. They want to be rich. Because without money and power, how are you going to enjoy your life? You know? So only devotees of God, they are not after power. They are not after money. Because they know that God is more than your so-called power and money. You may have influence with the MLA. Maybe you may get something done in this town. Suppose you go to Tamil Nadu. No one cares for you. Because for Tamil Nadu people, you are nobody. Here, you have some relation with the MLA, so you are also a little influential. Actually, they told me, I was just talking to some gentleman in Sulurpet before coming to this class. And we are doing some Rava Yatra, you know, you see there, first Jagannath Rava Yatra in Sulurpet in the next month, Sunday, April 22nd. So, there is one person, he is influential in Sulurpet. And he has joined us to make this Jagannath Rath Yatra grand and successful. That way you will get blessings, and we take help of everybody. This is not a personal project. Whenever, like today we are celebrating Ram Navami, it is not my personal, we are inviting everybody. Everybody welcome. No caste, creed, consideration. Anyone can walk into ISKCON temple. Because ISKCON is working for the benefit or welfare of the public. So we take help of everybody and we allow anybody to come and take advantage. If you want to know about God, where you will go? You have to go to ISKCON. If you want to know how to realize God, if you want to know how to serve God, how to attain God, it starts from beginning to know about God. I am sure, because you don't associate so closely with the ISKCON devotees. Reasonably, I can say, you don't know what is God. You agree? You don't know what is God. What do you think? Do you think you know God? What about you? Do you think? No English. Here, Udayam Pota, English class. Sayantram Pota, Telugu class. No English at all. Kodi good rather. I was telling, without associating with devotees of God, you cannot, because God is not a subject of speculation. God is not an imagination. Suppose Shiva is there, Durga is there, Rama is there, Balaji is there. Now let us gamble. Put all their names in a basket and take out. Ganesh comes, Ganesh is God. And Durga's name comes, Durga is God. Is it like that? What is your God? You don't exist, sir.
Yes, sir.
Never say prayer, understand, get it. Maybe by your bhagyam valla, you're goodiga namukha devada, nidangan devada, manchide. Devam goodiga namukha. నేర్చుకోవాలి గురువు దగ్గరికి వెళ్ళడం భగవద్గీత నేర్చుకోవడం అప్పుడు ఇక్కడికే తెలుస్తుంది లేకపోతే నాలంటే నాలుగు ప్రశ్నలు అడిగితే ఆ పద్ధతిలో నేర్చుకోవాలి సో వెంకటేశ్వర స్వామి ఈజ్ యువర్ గాడ్ అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ యూ డూయింగ్ హియర్ మేము పూజించే దేవుడు ఎవరు ఇక్కడ కృష్ణుడు ఏం పేరు జగన్నాథ్ జగన్నాథ్ కృష్ణుడికి జగన్నాథుడికి బాలాజీకి తేడా ఏంటి అంటే ఒకటి కృష్ణ బాలాజీ అండ్ జగన్నాథ్ హూ ఇస్ గాడ్ రామ టుడే రామనవమి ఈ కేమ్ టు టెంపుల్ బికాస్ టుడే రామనవమి ఆర్ యువర్ ఎగ్జామినేషన్ ఎగ్జామ్ వై డి యూ కమ్ టు ది టెంపుల్ టుడే బికాస్ వీ డోంట్ సీ యూ క్వైట్ ఆఫ్టన్ వై డి యూ కమ్ టు టెంపుల్ టుడే Then you should come daily. Why you want to be pleasant and peaceful only one day? Huh? You are a student or you are working?
Student.
If you plan your day, if you live a disciplined life, because you are very busy, does that mean that you don't eat? No, that you will eat. And you are very busy. That doesn't mean that you don't sleep. You sleep or not? You should not sleep if you are very busy. Sleep is wasting time. Why are you sleeping? Work without sleep. That means you have time for sleeping and eating. But no time for God. That is your busy. Is it like that? You don't go to school daily? No, they take attendance in the school. Is it right? You have to go daily. And God is so cheap. For your botany, zoology, attendance, and you have to go daily, God, at whenever it is. That is your priority for God. Is it right? Is it good? No. First priority God. Then what you are expecting, the peace and what is the two words you use? Peace and pleasantness. So peace and pleasantness, they come from God, not from botany, not from mathematics. Headache, heat. Let's say your head got heated up, now you come here for pleasantness and peace. Your botany is boring. Yeah, that's true. See? Now you understand that. Do you like to meet your father daily? You don't like to meet him. Huh? You don't like to meet him.
I like to meet him, but there is no
possibility. Because your father is not God, but with God there is every possibility. Because you can find God everywhere. See? So no excuse. Busy. So father, you cannot meet him whenever you like, because he is in village or he is in some place, you are in the hostel. What is your relation with him? No. They are all from different. Huh?
Huh?
Any of them are your. That is your daughter. All right. So, we are teaching people whenever you want, wherever you want, how can you contact God? Very good, no? Whenever you want, wherever you want. And whatever you want, also you have to contact God. You cannot avoid God. Whatever you want many things. Who doesn't want to be first in the state? Suppose there is chance that you can come first in your batch. Do you like that idea or don't like that idea? You like. So you want many things from God. So we are teaching here, whenever you want, wherever you want, whatever you want, you are completely dependent on God. And if you don't keep in touch with God on a day-to-day basis, why should God care for you? You know? Suppose you are a friend. When she shows interest in you, you will also show interest. So but she doesn't care for you. Ram Ram. Is that right? Reciprocal. So God is so big, and if you are after him, then you will also, what is your name?
Saranya.
Saranya. In the name there is surrender. But in real life there is no surrender, only in name. Saranya. Misleading name. Saranya, no time for surrender to God. Beautiful name, Saranya. Saranya means one who has surrendered. Anyway, so friends, it is reciprocal. You show interest, she will also show interest and you become friends. Is that right? So similarly, when you suppose you have an opportunity to get closer to the Chief Minister. Very good or not? Very good. Big people. Suppose that Tata and Birla take interest in you. Very big. You feel very proud. I'm so important. Such big people are in touch with me. And how proud you must be when you have an opportunity to be in touch with Krishna, God. God is called Kingmaker. Raja di Raja. All Modi, Chandrababu Naidu, because God allowed them to be there. In the next elections, they will be on the streets. Nobody. That means these so-called important people may not be important always. That is their fortune. Whereas Krishna is always important for you in life. If your intelligence, suppose your intelligence is not good, you will fail everywhere. So So you need Krishna's blessings. Suppose your health is bad, although you're intelligent, your health is bad, you cannot give your exam. Suppose you are intelligent and healthy, but no money, you cannot pay your fees. Is that right? That is also bad. That means how important Krishna is in your life. And you say, I am busy. My God. If Chandrababu Naidu's phone call comes, you say, I am busy. Yes, sir. Like that, you become very excited, you know. And your chance to contact Krishna, because we are not very intelligent, we are not taking Krishna seriously in life. As simple as that. Because we are not intelligent, we are ignoring God. You get the point? So as your intelligence improves, you know that I am completely dependent on God. Say, have you seen these buildings here? Have you seen these buildings here? You have seen from outside. Huh? You have seen ISKCON temple here. Is it a good structure? It's like a good classroom, see? Spacious. In your classroom, chair next to chair, stuffy. Here you see. That means we are making a good classroom for you people to come. Is that right? So, how did you manage to have this facility? How did we manage to have this good facility here? Because I could attract the attention of Krishna. Right? I am serving Krishna so nicely. All right, I sanction and it is here. See? It's not my money. I did not put one paisa of mine. All Krishna's blessings. So, the moment you take Krishna seriously in life, that means you are a very intelligent girl. Anybody who takes Krishna seriously in life, he must be a very intelligent person. Krishna says, at least in Bhagavad Gita, Bahu naam janmanam ante jnanavan maam prapadyate. Krishna is saying, after many, many births of learning and experience, a person comes to decide that I cannot be successful without Krishna's blessings. So, daily I need to contact Krishna so that my intelligence is sharp, so that I can get opportunities. Now your karmas, according to your karmas you are getting opportunities. But daily you have some time for Krishna. And then not just karmas, because you have brought Krishna into your life. If you don't bring Krishna into your life, karmas, whatever you do, good, bad, you get accordingly. You bring Krishna into your life, immediately your whole life changes, you know. Do you eat non-veg? Honestly, you say, non-veg. Chicken, mutton, everything, to judge. Egg, what else? What is that pig meat called? Pork you don't eat. What else? Cow meat, what is it called? Mutton, beef, you don't eat beef. You don't know, how will you know whether it is beef or mutton or Now can you know the difference when I give you some preparation, whether it is beef, what is that pig meat you call? Pork. You don't know. Because nowadays everything is adulterated. So you may be eating pork and beef. You don't know. That's better that you don't eat meat at all. Don't eat meat at all. Meat eaters are called Rakshasas. You want to be a devata or a rakshasa? You don't like to hear. If somebody calls you rakshasi, you feel very offended, my God. But you are, because you are eating meat. Anyway, now I have given you a good knowledge. Now get ready to take darshan of Jagannath. I'll stand up. You come for evening function if there is time. We'll be celebrating Ram Navami between 6 and 9. There is a feast will be there. You get a lot of sweets and hearts and food and Abhishekam and Ram Katha and Ram Kirtan. Take blessings. Hare Krishna. On this